Hi, welcome to this beginner-friendly lesson. NA Ableton Live 12 Spoken Sample Blueprint with Groove Pool Tricks. Over the next few minutes I'll show you a practical, hands-on workflow for turning a short spoken sample into a playable rhythmic element that locks with a drum and bass bassline. We'll use only Ableton Live 12 stock devices and built-in workflows. First, what you'll build: a simpler-based spoken sample instrument you can play like a synth, a complementary sub/synth bassline, and a groove-locked loop where the spoken hits and the bass breathe together. You'll also add basic processing, EQ, saturator, compression, and sidechain, so the voice sits above the low end and cuts through the mix. Let's get into the step-by-step. Session basic: start by setting your tempo to 174 BPM, a typical drum and bass reference. Create an audio track and a MIDI track and name them Spoken SMPL and Bass MIDI. Drag a short spoken sample, 1 to 4 words, a dry recording, into the audio track. If you don't have one, record a short phrase directly into Live. Prepare the spoken sample. Double-click the audio clip to open clip view. Enable warp and choose complex or complex pro mode for the most natural voice timbre. Trim the clip start and end to remove silence. If you've trimmed out a section of a larger file, right-click and choose crop sample so the file is isolated. Play it back and make sure it sits aligned to bars. Make it playable with simpler: drag the cropped waveform into a MIDI track with simpler loaded. In Live 12, set simpler to classic mode if you want keyboard pitch playability and envelopes. If the sample has plosive attacks, nudge the sample start forward slightly using the start marker. A 10 to 60 millisecond offset often removes breath pops without killing the attack. Keep transpose at 0 initially and use the filter for darker tonal color if needed. Create a 1-bar MIDI clip on the simpler track and program rhythmic notes using 1/16 or 1/8 subdivisions. These notes become your spoken stabs or melodic phrases that will interplay with the bass. Chop and vocal slice alternative if you prefer per syllable control. Use simpler slice mode. Drag the sample in, switch to slice, and choose transient as the slice method. Play the slices across your MIDI keyboard to perform rhythmic variations. Design the bass line on the bass MIDI track. Load a stock synth, analog, wave-eatable, or operator. Build a deep subtone, mono with legato, 1 or 2 oscillators using sine or low-pass saw timbres, and a short pitch envelope if you want small slides. Program a simple two-bar bass line that emphasizes root notes on strong beats and places offbeat stabs to complement the spoken hits. Routing and EQ: add EQ to both tracks. On the spoken SMPL, high pass at roughly 120 to 200 Hz with a steep slope, 12 to 24 dB per octave, so the sample doesn't take over the sub. On the bass MIDI, low pass everything above 5-6 kHz and give a gentle boost around 60 to 120 Hz for weight. Groove pool: extract and apply groove. Drag a drum break or loop into Live as an audio clip. Right-click it and choose extract groove, or open the groove pool from view. Right arrow groove pool and drag a groove preset from the browser into the pool. The groove appears in the groove pool. Tweak timing, random, and velocity. For drum and bass, start timing between 20 and 60 for noticeable swing, and add 5 to 12 random for humanization. Apply the groove to clips by selecting your simpler MIDI clip and the bass MIDI clip, and choosing the extracted groove from the groove dropdown in clip view. Live applies the groove in real time to MIDI clips. If you want a rendered audio result later, you can later commit the groove, freeze and flatten, or export. Groove pool tricks: you don't have to use the same groove amount on every clip. Drag the same groove onto multiple clips and adjust each clip's groove amount slider, or tweak the timing and random directly in the groove pool. For creative pocketing, nudge the spoken sample's timing higher and slightly raise its velocity so the spoken hits feel pushed or pulled against the bass. Lock drums to one groove, keep the bass medium, and try a different amount on the spoken part. Pulling it slightly behind the beat can create the NA-style laid-back vocal feel. Processing: to glue the spoken sample with the bassline on the spoken track, add a saturator for soft clipping and extra presence. Use light compression, fast attack, medium release, to tame dynamics. On the bass, use glue compressor on the bus and sidechain it from a kick/snare group, so the bass pumps and makes room for hits. Suggested glue settings to start: 3:1 ratio, attack around 10 to 30 ms, release 150 to 350 ms, tweak to taste. If the spoken sample clashes in the mids, dip a narrow band around 300 to 600 Hz with EQ8. For width, add a subtle coarse ensemble to the spoken track, while keeping sub-frequencies mono on the bass. Use utility or an EQ split to keep energy under about 120 Hz sum to mono. Variation and committing groove. Duplicate and edit the simpler MIDI clip to create variations. Remove hits. Change pitches. Add small transpose moves across repeats for interest. Use simpler's transpose envelope for pitch slides and small melodic hooks. If you want a committed audio clip that preserves groove timing, freeze the track and flatten it, or export the clip as audio. You can also use the groove pools commit option when you need a permanent timing render. Common mistakes to avoid: don't leave low frequencies on the spoken sample. High pass at 120-200 Hz to protect the sub. Don't set timing too extreme. Overly high values make the groove sound broken. Don't apply the same groove amount to every element. That flattens the pocket. Avoid extreme transposition on the vocal, which introduces artifacts. Keep intervals small or resample. And be careful with saturation. Too much makes the voice nasal. Use parallel saturation if you want body without losing clarity. Pro tips: use subtle pitch movement. Transpose the spoken sample by +1 to 3 semitones across repeats. Extract grooves from humanized breaks for authentic NA style motion. Map velocity to simpler's volume and filter so your performance dynamics interact with the groove. Create call and response patterns between bass and chopped vocal slices. Automate groove amount across the arrangement. Tighten it in drops, loosen it in breakdowns. For body-only presence, duplicate the spoken track. Low-pass and saturate the duplicate and mix it subtly under the dry track. May practice exercise, 20 to 30 minutes 1. Set live to 174 BPM. 2. Import a two-word spoken sample. Crop and warp in complex mode. 3. Make a simpler patch and program a two-bar rhythmic pattern. 4. Create a simple two-note bass line on analog, wave-eatable, or operator. 5. Extract a groove from any short drum loop. Set timing to about 30 and random to about 8. 6. Apply the groove to both clips, but set the spoken clip's groove amount about 10 to 20% higher than the bass. 7. High pass the spoken track at 150 Hz. Add light saturator and glue compress the bass with sidechain from a kick group. Your goal is a two-bar loop, where the spoken stabs and bass line lock tightly and feel human without smearing the sub. Recap: you've learned how to turn a short spoken sample into a playable simpler instrument, how to design a complementary bass line, and how to extract and apply grooves via Live 12 Groove Pool. You also learned practical processing, HP filtering, saturator, compression and sidechaining, and how to use groove amount, timing and randomization as creative tools to humanize and vary your loop. Quick workflow shortcuts and final notes: use Consolidate after trimming to create a neat sample file. Try Slice to new MIDI track for fast vocal slicing. Preview grooves in the groove pool before applying them. When CPU becomes an issue, freeze and flatten tracks you're happy with. Think of a groove pool as an instrument. Audition, layer and automate it. Small timing and velocity tweaks make huge musical differences. The aim is a living pocket where the spoken sample and bass breathe together. Iterate by listening in context and making micro adjustments. That's the blueprint. Take the mini exercise, experiment with groove amounts and small pitch moves, and trust your ears. Good luck, and have fun making those pockets breathe.